Russia's defense ministry says that one of its airstrikes in Syria may have killed Daesh leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. The attack was carried out overnight on the outskirts of the city of Raqqa on May the 28th. Moscow said that it targeted a meeting of the terror group's leaders who had gathered to discuss the routes for their exit from the city through the southern corridors. The ministry said that 330 Daesh members, including 28 top generals, were also killed in the attack. Russia has, however, said that it's seeking confirmation through different channels. A spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition in Syria says that he cannot confirm the reports. Political commentator James O'Neill believes that the death of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi would have little effect in practical terms.
Nobody in Iraq or Syria is going to lament his demise. But in practical terms, I don't think it'll have a great deal of effect. One knows from past experience with these terrorist groups that as various leaders are killed or die from natural causes, there are always people ready and willing to take their place. The nature of the organization tends to be fairly loose. The various groups in different parts of the countries in which they're operating, which of course are much more now than just Iraq and Syria, tend to be relatively autonomous. There doesn't appear to be any great direction from any central command. They're free to pursue goals, create mayhem, create terror, take hostages, kill people, and so on and so forth, relatively independently of any central command.